This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dan from Chicago, Illinois. The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like you and me. If you'd like to donate to support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Live on tape from my house in Los Angeles, I'm Jesse Thorne, and this is The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org.
Radio sweetheart on the airways, it's the sound of young America. Maximum Fun. Maximum Fun. Maximum Fun.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest on this show, Joey Burns, was playing music with his friend John Convertino in Los Angeles when they decided to pull up stakes and move to Tucson, Arizona. Joey was a Southern California native, but he wanted to get away from the hustle and bustle of the big city. In Tucson, he found a deep connection with the Southwest, and the band Calexico was born. Here's a bit of the first track from their new album, Carried to Dust. It's about the Chilean activist Victor Jara. It's called Victor Jara's Hands.
Sister Cora, with flowers of the night, songs of the birds like hands, call the earth to witness, sever from fear before taking. Tierras que nunca he visto, cruzando el río de mi destino. Solo soy un chico más que sueña en alto y mirando al mar.
Sound of Young America, I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest on the program is Joey Burns. He's a singer and guitarist of the band Calexico, who over the past 10 years or so have built a reputation as a purveyor of sometimes ethereal, cross-cultural sounds of the American Southwest. Joey, welcome to the Sound of Young America.
Thanks for having me here, Jesse.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Just before we went on the microphone, we were talking for a second about cities and places. Mm-hmm. You having just come from San Francisco, where I'm from, and Portland, and I was just in Seattle. What brought you to Tucson, the city that your music is so identified with.
Yeah, it was, I think it was music originally, and playing with a group with John Convertino and myself. We've been a rhythm section for many, many years, and we got our start playing with Giant Sand. And Giant Sand was relocating back to Tucson from Los Angeles and the California desert. And it just felt like a great place to move to. It was a smaller town. There's a vital downtown arts district, a lot of old warehouses, a lot of history. And not that Los Angeles, where I grew up, is not a fantastic place for all these similar reasons. It's just that it's so big and sprawling that you don't get that immediacy. So going to Tucson, the openness there and the small town feeling kind of drew us in.
Where in Los Angeles did you grow up?
I grew up in the South Bay. I grew up close to Redondo Beach, San Pedro, California.
How did growing up there inform the music that you made and, you know, the person that you are?
Well, let's see. I really got into a local group from San Pedro called the Minutemen. They were on SST Records.
And today you make music that sounds almost exactly like the Minutemen music.
God, I wish. I wish it could be that good. But we definitely pay homage to a number of their songs. We've covered them over the years and had the chance to actually play with Mike Watt a number of years ago with a full mariachi band doing a song of theirs called Corona. No, but I think just, you know, being here on the West Coast, being close to nature probably had its biggest impact for me. I drove up from the South Bay on the Harbor Freeway many, many times, going to shows or playing shows. And you know, that kind of isolated, being in a bubble inside of a car in traffic, listening to music, listening to radio, had a big influence for me. And I tried to mix it up as much as I could. I played upright bass and electric bass. And I just tried to play with as many different projects as I could.
What did you want out of Tucson when you decided to move to Tucson? What did you imagine moving to Tucson would be like?
I was just looking for time and space to work on my own music and to continue backing up other artists. It was after a few years that I was living there, so it might have been, I moved there in 1993, so it might have been around 95, that I had some second doubts and thoughts about living there. Maybe I go to Chicago or something. But at the request of John Convertino, the drummer and partner in Calexico, he really strongly recommended staying. And soon thereafter, we started playing music together. We wound up playing with another group called the Friends of Dean Martin. And it proved to be a vital, you know, kind of gestation period for us.
For people who live outside of the quote-unquote American West, and the Pacific Coast and the Southwest, all these places sort of run together a little bit. Maybe you have this Hollywood idea of L.A., but to some extent, I don't know how much people distinguish between, say, the more general Southern California and, Arizona, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. What were the differences between Tucson and L.A. for you?
Well, in a big way, they're just the absence of industry, you know, especially the entertainment industry. Years and years trying to make it, you know, going up to Capitol Records, you know, trying to get just a job. And it's just harder, you know, harder to find a place in that scope, on their terms. But creatively, you know, going somewhere where there is not so much the influence of the industry on the scene was a welcomed break for me. And just having that time and space to think about stuff, to just kind of not worry about what people are listening to or what's on the radio, but just, you know, just kind of going to the thrift stores, buying a lot of strange records, you know, whether they were lounge records or, some Portuguese fado records that I found out there in vinyl form, which is great. And also just, you know, just the kind of stillness out there. Things really slow down. It's very laid back. And it was conducive for making my own music and working with John and also collaborating with a lot of other musicians, both in and out of Tucson.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest is Joey Burns of the band Calexico.
All right, so I'll try doing this song called Red Blooms. And it goes like this. Thank you. When the fists of winter fly, driving bones into the snow, blackened frostbitten nights, vodka's running dry, blind statues cloaked in white, migrants trail from museums, losing all the feeling now that sunrise is outlawed. Strangers plant themselves down in the cold, hard ground. Later, when the harvest thaws, snowdrops will be in bloom. Crossed out on city maps, prospect mirror reveals shadows drinking antifreeze neath the underpass. Ordered once the gulags march, now cities send the call, falling from the rooftops fast and frozen against the wall. Where strangers plant themselves, dead souls of the underground. When February thaws, snowdrops will be in bloom again.
That's Joey Burns of the band Calexico singing Red Blooms from their most recent album, Carried to Dust. It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest is Joey Burns of the band Calexico. We'll have more with Joey in just a minute when we come back.
Production of the Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com.
Hi, it's me, Jesse. If you're interested in reaching the Sound of Young America's highly literate, intelligent, and awesome audience, you can use the medium of underwriting. Support the Sound of Young America, and we'll thank you by sharing your message with our thousands of listeners, both here on the podcast, on the radio show, and on our website. If you'd like more information about underwriting on The Sound of Young America, drop me a line at Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at MaximumFun.org. That's Jesse at MaximumFun.org. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest is Joey Burns of the band Calexico. One of the things that I was wondering about was which of these sounds that you incorporated into Calexico came from, I want to say, almost abstract sources, places like records and even sort of the general mythos of the American Southwest. And how many of them came from more concrete sources, like relationships with people and you know, the ways that living in a place directly affects you?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a lot of contrast. And at times these places, you know, both physically or, you know, emotionally, these relationships that we have both with ourselves, with others, with our environment, from our travels or from our imagination, all kind of wind up into this this ball that is, at sometimes for me, being from the inside of all of this, making music in a band, it's hard to discern where these lines are drawn and where one influence begins and where the other one ends. And, you know, so for me, abstract-wise, I can probably just sum it up by that element of contrast. Darkness, a lot of the themes in the music, like the song I just played, it's very much kind of wrapped with melancholy, nostalgia, and a theme of people kind of just disappearing from everyday life. And it happens on many levels in many different places. And so, you know, the Southwest offers up a lot of that that possibility because it's open. And yet there are so many stories that have kind of come through the Southwest over the years. It's a very, very old dwelling place. Native American Indians, the Pima, the Papago, the Hohokam, you know, and even beyond that, all those civilizations that, you know, mysteriously disappeared, and then the crossroads from, you know, Spanish conquistadors and the missionaries, and then the settlers coming in from the east, and even today, you know, taking a cue from writers like Cormac McCarthy or Charles Bowden, Luis Alberto Urrea, who have all written stories about this place as a crossroads in a more modern setting. It's appealing to me, I think, on all those levels, you know, and the desert itself is an interesting metaphor and how it kind of affects the human psyche and the spirit.
Do you want to sing another song for us?
I sure will. Yeah, this is a song called Man-Made Lake. And
I was about to ask you about it, and then I thought, well, maybe I better let him pick this song just in case it's a bad one to sing solo or something. I was about to segue into it, and I thought, well, I'll let him do that.
No, it's a good song. It was written a number of years ago while traveling up to Gilbert with a friend. And the town of Gilbert is outside of Phoenix, Arizona. There's many, you know, kind of smaller towns that collectively encompass what has become Phoenix. And while there, we were looking for our friend's house, and we wound up going to this kind of, you know, gated community where there was a white picket fence. Suddenly, out in the middle of the desert, there's lakes, there's animals, there's a park, there's green grass, and I'm wondering where all this water is coming from and what it all means. And over the years since then, seeing more and more presence observing more cell phone trees, and kind of got me thinking about these cell phone towers being disguised as trees. So this song is all about these things. Then I'll dwell by the edge of this man-made lake in the sand into the city that holds no place for me. But the streets with no stir of life, and all the houses on the streets are wholly submerged. Then I'll gather the leaves from the cell phone trees in return to their place and pretend so.
someone's calling for me. Someone's calling for me. And from the bottom of this lake, by the edge of this man-made lake and descend into the city and pretend something's waiting for me.
Joey Burns is the lead singer of the band Calexico. Their brand new album is called Carried to Dust. You can find them online at casadecalexico.com. That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I've been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our theme music written and performed by Dan Grayson with help from myself. Interstitial music provided by Dan Wally. The show is edited by Nick White. Our intern is Casey O'Brien. You can find us online at MaximumFun.org. Try visiting the website. It may be more than you expected. That's kind of catchy. We'll see you next time and online on The Sound of Young America.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, who believes that plants and gardening are for everyone. With over 25 years of developing, trialing, and testing some of the most recognized flowering shrubs and evergreens on the market, Proven Winners Color Choice makes it easy to transform dull yards into vibrant, colorful landscapes. Ready to spruce up your yard this spring? Proven Winners Color Choice created the Gardening Simplified Landscape Guide to help you get started with tried and true elements of good planting design. Identify the roles you want new plants to play in your outdoor space, like ground covers, climbers, or attracting pollinators. Then browse garden plans and see which layouts and plants can bring your vision to life. Proven Winners Color Choice shrubs are available in the distinctive white containers at garden centers nationwide. Learn more at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.